Hello and welcome to the Front Page Affair with the Foxy Pair.
I'm Beth.
I'm Louisa.
And we're here to give you an hour of scandal and scoop
to keep you in the loop. Also coming up today, stay tuned because later we'll be taking a trip back in time with hashtag So Yesterday.
And I'll be challenging Louisa to get some song introductions in our song intro game, as well as potentially a tear-inducing round of Nevermind the Buzz Fox, including another mystery guest to help us guess.
Very, very excited.
And so now we're going to go into our first feature. So tell me, what's been happening in the crazy world of celebrity madness, Louisa?
So today's quote is, I'm taking some time away from social media. I need to be happy and it's too negative and draining. But the question is, Beth, just who said that?
So the person we're talking about this week was in an interview?
Ironically, no, it was tweeted.
So taking some time away from social media and letting everyone know
via social media.
Right. Can I have some clues? Like, is it an actor, actress?
No, it's a singer, rapper. And this person has been famed for some slightly controversial tweets themselves in the past. So the irony doesn't end there, basically. Yeah, taking a break because of the negativity. And she said that she.
Okay.
Whoops. This person...
So, hold on. Rapper, singer, female.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I think I know.
Yeah, they've had Twitter spats with particularly Azealia Banks in the past.
Definitely figured out who our little quote was from this week. But over to our melodramatic correspondent for the big reveal.
Reporting live from the Front Page Affair. Rapper Iggy Azalea shocks and disappoints fans with the announcement that social media is too petty, negative and draining, causing her to take a break. Interesting thoughts here from the Aussie star, whose own internet repertoire includes long-running feuds with Azealia Banks and comments deemed controversial and even racist. We hope she'll work hard to bounce back soon and solve the problem. Fancy that.
Wow. Well, that was the melodramatic news with Louisa Fox.
Okay, so we've been discussing Iggy. So she's handed over all responsibility of her social media to her managers. So anything that happens from now on, she can't be blamed for. She cannot take responsibility in any way. So she's kind of got out of that.
It's almost, in the other way to view it is, it's almost like a child in that they've sort of, you know, now they've sort of stepped in and said, right, well, you can't be blamed for anything that's happened, but nothing bad is actually going to happen anymore.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense, yeah. And, interesting story. I don't know why, but one time when I was out with my friends, I seemed to be talking a lot on my phone to people, texting people about Iggy Azalea, and I typed it so much in caps locks that for about 2 weeks afterwards, every single, and I do really mean every single four-letter word on my phone, auto-corrected to Iggy.
Wow, that's quite obsessive, if
have
I'm honest.
Have good food. Anything with four letters and roughly H's, I's, G's, anything, all turned into Iggy.
Excellent.
It was magical.
I can imagine.
Iggy Azalea, this is a fun fact. So Iggy Azalea is her stage name. It's named after her childhood dog and her street name. Okay, so she was on Azalea Street and her childhood pet was called Iggy.
There's an Azalea Street near where I live. Just throwing that in there.
Okay, she's from Australia, so just in case you're hoping it's the same one, it's not.
Yeah,
I'm
from Swanley, so.
And then her real name is Amethyst Kelly. Now, if you ask me,
that's a
stage name in itself.
Amethyst Kelly, that's
I mean,
an
it's
awesome
a bit
name.
More like a stripper, but I think that's a great stage name. Why did she change it?
That's amazing.
I don't know. So, next up, we have the song introduction quiz. I'm actually quite nervous. I have no idea what best pick for me to guess.
Well, what I'd say is that for any of you who have maybe tuned in for the first time this week, you've maybe not really heard of what our song introduction quiz is. I'll just give you a quick overview. What happened is that I'm going to play five song introductions for Louisa. She then has to guess after each song what the song is, who the artist is, and at the end of the round she's scored out 5 points. There's then a bonus point if she can guess what the connecting factor between them all is,
which I definitely won't be able to.
You definitely won't be able to guess this week because it's kind of out the box.
Great. Okay, can't wait. I'm quite nervous now. This is the moment you've all been eagerly waiting for. The Foxy Pair plays a song intro guessing game. I am quite nervous because I feel like Beth's gone a bit rogue this week.
I
really don't know what she's picked.
I know. It's not rogue. I think you will know the songs, I hope you will know the songs.
Well, so do I.
Louisa has to try and guess the overriding theme, and I think that's where you're going to fall up this week.
Great.
That was said
with a really menacing tone. I hope you fail. Good.
Right.
Number one.
So, number one, are you ready for this?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We used to go together, looking after each other. I thought that you were better. Look at you.
Okay. My instinct is saying Sugar Babes, but I don't know why. That's not my final answer.
Okay.
That is me pondering.
You ponder.
Okay, so it's a girl band.
We should have
Congrats
a noise
me.
So that when you want to give your final guess, you're like, buzz.
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 Good.
Well, yeah.
Maybe, oh, I know. How about I don't do that?
Okay.
Okay, I don't know. Girl band. It's not that recent, is it? It feels like it was
more recent than the Sugar Babes, if I'm honest.
Okay.
Haven't quite delved back into...
Something like Saturdays? Something like
yes,
that?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Right, what Saturday songs do I know? Oh my gosh.
And that
ego!
Ego! Ego! Well done.
Right, okay.
Yes, ego, the Saturdays. 1 point to you. Well done.
Number two.
Summer after high school when we first
met. We make out in your Mustang to Radiohead. One of the most emotional music videos of all time, that. That one. That's Katy Perry, the one that got away, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Beautiful.
Lost love.
Right. You're doing quite well. I mean, we're getting through these. The last time you did it, it took ages.
Shut up. Okay.
Right. Next one.
Next one.
We're just having a little sway in the studio.
Lighters in the air. I'm famous for my name dropping. That's what I'm known for. If I can tell you when I've met a celebrity, I will. And such an opportunity has arisen. Me and Passenger are tight.
Are
by
you?
Tight, I mean...
You've met once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before I even knew... I'm not even doing that indie thing of like, it was before anyone knew him. It was before he was famous. It was before I even knew him. I just went to an Ed Sheeran concert and my sister was like... This guy called Passenger is supporting.
I saw Passenger as well. So,
but did you meet him? Was he your phone background? Was the picture of the two of you your phone? No, exactly.
Killing it. No, I had friends.
Right. What's the next one?
Okay.
Oh, right. Let her go.
Let her go. Yeah. I was just gonna say, like, you actually have to give me the title. Right. Next one.
That is somebody that I used to know, Gautier.
Very good.
Featuring someone.
Well, let's make it harder. You can get a bonus point if you can get the someone.
Okay, right. That is a challenge I'm going to accept. It's featuring a lady.
Lady.
I can picture her in the music video. You know, they're
looks
all covered
a bit
in
like,
paint.
Yeah, looks a bit like Lily Allen, I think. Sort of dark
Lily
hair.
Allen. I don't know why. I feel like it's the name of a breed of snake.
It's not the name of... It's kind of close to the name of a breed of snake.
Is it? Maybe
kind
that's what...
Of.
Is it? Maybe that's...
In some way.
No, I can't. I literally don't know. I can't get that bonus.
Curse
something.
Curse
what
something.
What is it? No, I can't.
It's Kimbra.
Cobra! Oh! Look! My brain isn't as weird
yeah,
as
oh, but you missed
it
out
seems.
On your bonus point.
Shut up.
Oh.
You just made up that bonus point a minute ago. Doesn't
yeah,
matter.
Know. Never mind.
I'll redeem it. I'll bring it back.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one.
Next one.
Okay.
Next one. Okay. I love this. Taste way. I remember when we broke up the first time. Saying this is it. I've had enough. Cause like we hadn't seen each other in a month.
When you said you needed space. What? What?
What?
What? That is Tay Tay, mm-hmm. My bae Tay.
Tay Sway.
Swaying to Tay, my bae. Shush.
We're never dancing in pyjamas.
We're never ever getting ever back to ever forever get back together ever.
We are never ever getting back together. Is that what you were trying to say?
That is what I said.
Yeah.
That is exactly what I said.
To be fair, you were close enough. Like, never and ever together. That's just a bit confusing, isn't it? Really?
Now, my next thing is, how are those songs connected? So just quick roundup of what the songs were. We had Somebody That I Used To Know, Gautier, and Kimbra.
Yep.
I know it now. Let Her Go, Passenger, The One That Got Away, Casey Perry.
Ego, The Saturdays, and We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, Taylor Swift. And you're listening to The Front Page Affair with the Foxy Pair.
Welcome.
We're now joined in the studio by Emily Murray, who's
Hello.
Come along.
Our not so mysterious guest.
No. Well, I like to have an air of enigma about
me. But... Je ne sais quoi. No, she's here, and we're going to put her through the torture of listening to us sing a cappella later. It's very exciting. So first, Beth has been pulling at my brain strings. That's not a saying at all. Beth has been testing my music knowledge by making me guess what the overriding theme is between Let Her Go, Passenger, Somebody That I Used To Know, Ego by the Saturdays, We're Never Getting Back Together, Taylor Swift, and another song. Anyway, I've been mulling it over, and
it's Katy Perry, The One That Got Away.
That's the one. I feel like they were all released roughly the same kind of time, like 2013. Is that anything to do with it? No.
No, that's not. I mean, that could be, but that's not.
Oh, no, Ego wasn't. No, that's rubbish.
It's not. That's not the overriding theme. I'll give you a clue. The overriding theme is not to do with release dates or artists. It's to do with the theme of the songs.
Oh, theme of the songs. Okay.
So you got Ego, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, The One That Got Away, Somebody That I Used To Know, and Let Her Go.
So they all like breakups. Is that the theme? Are they all breakup songs?
Yes.
They're all go away, we're done, that is over.
Well, Passenger isn't... they're all about breakups and sort of, you know, like lost
moving
love,
on.
Moving
yeah.
on.
Okay.
Not necessarily all as harsh as Get Out Now.
That's just me paraphrasing. Okay, right. Do I get that point?
You get that point.
Yay,
well done, Louise.
You've
got full marks this week.
Amazing.
Hooray.
So excited about that. So, welcome to our guest, Emily. We're just about to delve into the world of Twitter, and then we'll challenge you to guess our horrific rendition of a popular song in Nevermind the Buzzbox. So, now, just some twits.
Having a chat,
indeed.
Twit chat.
So, currently trending in Leeds is, this makes me laugh so much, Leeds. Which, trending in Leeds.
It's just Leeds.
We just love ourselves that
so much.
Yeah. And so people are really proud. Also trending around the area is hashtag Towie. Not quite so proud of that.
Well, is Towie still on?
This is exactly
I've
what
never
I
watched
thought.
It.
I used to watch it.
Great, but, it's great. Lazy Day TV. You just don't really need many brain cells to take
know
it in.
It's still on. I think there was a new advent ITV2 last night from the new series. That's
how are they still going? How are they
like?
That's the thing about reality TV. Unless they all are, you know, killed off, you no, can't yeah. stop.
You
like
can't
there'll
stop
always
them,
be new but... material. So also trending is the Oscars. Tweets
oh,
about
yes.
Birdman.
Joss Hutchinson.
And the theory
gave
of
Oscars yesterday.
Everything. Now Emily's a great person to have just after the Oscars because she is a film connoisseur. She has her own film blog, reviews films. What's your take on the Oscars? Are you happy?
Very, very happy. Birdman was my second favourite film from last year. It's a masterpiece.
What was your first?
Interstellar.
Okay.
But that's because I'm a Nolan nerd. Nolan's like God, in my opinion. So, Birdman was... I'm very, very happy that Birdman beat Boyhood. It deserves all the awards it could get. And,
good.
And Eddie Redmayne as well.
Love Eddie Redmayne.
Beautiful boy. Yeah. His speech made me cry a little bit inside.
I need to watch it. I haven't caught up yet, but I know that he won.
He did a little... on stage.
So, also at the Oscars yesterday, very interesting, there was a stand taken by Reese Witherspoon amongst others, Meryl Streep, Ron Rov, Lena Dunham, called hashtag ask her more.
Rather than just what you're wearing.
Just brilliant. Yeah, exactly. So women always get asked about what they're wearing, what diet they're
Who
on,
made
all
it,
of that.
Yeah.
Exactly. And a group of our lovely modern famous feminists are taking their influence and fame and using it to promote the fact that, as Witherspoon said, we're more than just our dresses. And I think that's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah,
I think it is, yeah. And I think it really says something that, you know, walking down the red carpet, what matters these days is, you know, like, who made your dress as opposed to what have you achieved?
Yeah, exactly. And on that note, we have something very exciting coming up over the next couple of weeks. Lucy Bellaby, who wrote the Kaylee Coco, has been a bit of a bellend article about Kaylee Coco speaking out and saying that she isn't interested in feminism. Lucy Bellaby wrote a very captivating, very accessible article about that and really what the issue with what Kaylee said is. And we're very excited. She's coming on our show in the next fortnight with an interview talking about her blog, her ideas, all of that. We're very excited about that, and I think that ties in really nicely. What does the fuck say? We're now here with Emily. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Our not so mysterious guest, to play another round of Nevermind the BuzzFox.
So this week, Louisa and I have, in true Foxy style, decided that we'd prepare it now.
Beth, don't lie, we totally rehearsed for the whole week.
Yeah, brilliant.
We decided this at the end of last year, and we've been practicing ever since, and it shows.
It shows. Okay, so the aim of the game, Emily, is that Louisa and I are going to try and a cappella a famous pop song, and the idea is that you have to guess what song it is that we are.
And the real thing to point out here is that it's an introduction that Beth could have easily done by herself. So okay, I'm here as surplus.
You're like harmonising, yeah. Maybe that's fair.
Oh,
for harmony.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
I feel like this should be pitch perfect reenacted.
Exactly. And last week, Mo was like, oh my gosh, do you do it live? I had no idea. Yeah, we do it live.
That's how dedicated we are to this show.
We don't pre-record.
And perfect.
Acapella, no. This is all organic stuff. Okay.
Oh, the grit is still in there.
That's one way of putting it. Beth?
Okay.
We ready?
We're ready.
Okay, go. Okay.
3, 2, 1, go. Wait, I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
It's not that difficult, Beth. It's like three notes. Should I just take away? We'll swap roles. Beth literally just had a bit of a lapse in the brain.
Beth,
I feel like there's nothing behind her eyes. There's nothing behind her eyes. Her soul just dead. It's like super. Oh,
I've actually
got supernatural. Over
I've gone blank.
Okay, never mind. I'll just let her get her soul back.
Yeah.
This is what Beth was about to do. Eo, 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 eo.
Is it Pompeii?
Yeah.
By Steel.
Well done. She got that in 2 seconds.
I have to admit, though, this is my karaoke song when I drunk sing, and I'm always like, yeah. I always like a paddle it myself at the start.
Just to play the beginning.
Here we are.
So that's
that was perfect.
Yeah,
I think the nerves got to Beth there. The nerves.
No.
She was going straight for the lyrics.
Yeah, I think. Yeah,
she just her brain was like, just you know, like, what? We'll just cut the intro, even though
intro
we're...
is the best part. That's
fine.
Big
yeah.
Chant. Come on.
Do you know
like
what?
Power.
Exactly. Power. We love it. So thank you so much to, firstly, our mystery guest, Emily, who's no longer a mystery.
No longer a mystery.
Thank you so much for coming on and listening to that slightly peaky a cappella version.
Brilliant.
I mean, even for us, that was
an all-time low.
So, thanks so much for listening to the madness that is the Front Page Affair with the Foxy Pair.
And don't forget to tune in next week on Monday, 12 till 1.
And our podcast from last week and the week before are now live on Audio Boom, so go and listen to that. Like us on Facebook. And we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.